Kamala Harris says Americans are sleeping better due to Joe Biden's help. By Wendell Hasebo on April 20, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris said Americans are able to breathe easier and sleep better due to President Joe Biden's help, during a speech in North Carolina on Monday. Harris, speaking to advance President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal at Guilford Technical Community College in Jamestown, promoted the Biden administration's help that she believes is delivering real relief. Help is here. Help is here, she reiterated. And hope is here and things are looking up. Schools are reopening. Businesses are reopening. Grandparents are seeing their grandchildren in person, she praised. We are delivering real relief and the American people are now able to breathe easier and sleep better. And we are not done. The president and I are ready to keep going and we are not going to take it slow. And we are not going to take it one step at a time, Harris said with a caveat. Nope. We are going to take a giant leap into the future, she exclaimed. Harris' political pep talk comes as the administration is struggling on a few fronts with the infrastructure proposal. The first challenge is the Senate Democrats are negotiating with the administration on Biden's proposed corporate tax hike. Breitbart News reported Democrats are deserting Biden's design to increase the corporate tax rate to 28%, instead of hiking it only to 25%, a hindrance for the president's efforts to cover the expense of a multi-trillion-dollar so-called infrastructure plan. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, Mark Warner, DBA, and John Tester, DMount, had doubts about raising the corporate tax rate to Biden's proposed 28%, which would only raise $600 billion over 15 years and leave a deficiency in Biden's overall transportation proposal. The second problem is 21 House Democrats are joining 9 Republicans to repeal a cap on local and state tax deductions called SALT. SALT reform is not a part of the infrastructure package. But many House Democrats have said they will not vote for the infrastructure bill if the deduction is not repealed in the bill. The SALT deduction cap was instituted by former President Trump and has, as a result, put President Joe Biden in a bind due to the cap disproportionately impacting Democrats in high-tax states by eliminating a popular federal deduction. The third obstacle the Biden administration is attempting to destruct is the strong Republican opposition to many of the items in the infrastructure bill that go beyond traditional infrastructure. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, has called the infrastructure plan a Trojan horse and Orwellian campaign, seeking to relabel many far-left policies as infrastructure. Ironically, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, has tweeted that paid leave, child care, and caregiving are infrastructure-related items to include in infrastructure legislation. Indeed, many of the proposed line items include subsidies like paid leave, child care, caregiving, housing, kitchens for healthier school lunches, corporate tax hikes, elder care, and research and development to address the warming of the globe.